Goodness, it's just good to look at you. Haven't seen some of you for a long time. So good morning. How are you? All right. It's always a delight to be here, and I always feel so welcome. Thank you so much for the warm heart that Universal Spirit Center is for me. I appreciate that. And you have been in an amazing series with Reverend Kevin, those of you who have been coming, on the chakras. And he has cited a number of different sources, and I must tell you, I just went to the one I love, which is Carolyn Mace's work in Anatomy of the Spirit. So I want to acknowledge that there are many ways to talk about the chakras, different systems, different colors, and all of that. And so if I say something that isn't your preference, you just fill it in for yourself. Okay, you have it your way today, and I'll have it my way. And that will work just great. But the way that Carolyn Mace talks about the energy centers, I find very interesting. And she actually combines information about the centers along with a spiritual truth and a Christian sacrament. And it gets rather complex. I'm going to try to keep it very, very simple today. But if that combination appeals to you, you can certainly look at it. Her focus is on healing. Her focus is on the fullness of our expression, shining back to the stars with equal brilliance. That's the focus. And thank you for that beautiful song, Margaret. That was such a perfect lead into this talk. So she says that the energy centers, there are seven centers in the body. They move up the spine. And that each one contains a universal spiritual lesson, which means that there is a challenge. Whenever there's a lesson, there's a challenge, right? Unfortunately, or fortunately. So there's always a challenge related to the center. But the idea is that if we wish to progress in consciousness, we will do our work through the centers, because every time we work on one, we gain an extra refinement in terms of personal and spiritual power. And whatever we gain at the level of a center, we integrate, and that advances us along the path toward higher consciousness. So that's really what it's all about. And the interesting thing she says is that if we fail to take responsibility for work done at the energy centers, their energy can manifest as illness or dis-ease. And so her main point would be that most of the illnesses or diseases that we have are an energetic problem first. And it has to do with not being fully open, fully expressed in the center of the body, or not having handled that particular life lesson. So, isn't that fun? So, good information. So, the crown chakra is the focus for today. And so as we go through this talk, I invite you to keep your attention focused up here and just be breathing up the top. And Tim, when you were doing your prayer, I realized for the first time that Ernest Holmes saying we should be open at the top could very well have been about the crown chakra. And I never quite put that together before. So, Kevin asked me to do a chakra meditation with you. We're going to do two meditations during this talk. So I invite you to close your eyes and go within. And if this is new for you, just feel the energy as much as you can and follow right along. So take a moment just to connect with your body and feel your body in the chair and your feet on the floor. Allow your shoulders to relax and just begin to connect with your breath and feel it as it moves in and out of your body temple. And bring your energy to the base of your spine. And right at the bottom of your spine, in the place where you're sitting, right where you're sitting, there is the root chakra. And I invite you to breathe into that center. As you breathe into that center, breathe in the color red, like a bright red. This center has to do with lessons related to the material world. It's also the tribal center and our connection with family. So breathe into that center and imagine that it is a wheel or a disc that begins to spin with that bright red color. And imagine the center opening and you're broadcasting that red color in front of you and behind you and on either side of you. So just let the root chakra open. Its sound is la. Can we say that together? You ready to tone? A nice long la. Here we go. La.